AudioGo presents The Spanish Cape Mystery by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Forward. In the course of the 5 years or so during which we have had the pleasure of publishing Mr. Queen's novels, hundreds of inquiries have been addressed to us demanding an explanation both for the mystery surrounding and the identity of the gentleman who has invariably written the forewords to the Queen books. We regret that we cannot satisfy our correspondents. We do not know. The Publishers. I know the place very well, having viewed it innumerable times from the waterside in my modest motorboat, and on at least three occasions panoramically from the air, since Spanish Cape lies on the Atlantic coast directly in the path of a great north-to-south airline. From the sea it looks for all the world like a gigantic chunk of weathered stone chipped out of some alpine mother mountain, sliced roughly down its sides and plumped into the waters of the Atlantic seaboard to soak its feet thousands of miles from its birthplace. When you get up close to it, as close as those devilish sharp rocks encircling its base permit, it becomes a granite fortress, monstrous in its grandeur, impregnable and overpowering as Gibraltar. From the sea, as it may be imagined, Spanish Cape is a grim and rather chilling object. But from the air, you get an almost poetically different impression. There lies before you a queerly shaped emerald, dark green and mysterious, embedded in the wrinkled blue moiré of the sea. It is thickly powdered with trees and underbrush. From the height of a plane, there are only three details which give relief from the prevailing green. One is the sand-white little beach of the cove, with its terrace slightly above, although